I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, guns and voting rights. We'll talk about two key rulings handed down by the Supreme Court this week. That conversation is in just a few minutes. But first, President Obama takes America to school.
The source of America's prosperity has never been merely how ably we accumulate wealth, but how well we educate our people.
His address before the U.S. Hispanic Chamber of Commerce yesterday was the first time Mr. Obama has spoken at length about education since he became president. He said despite the country's economic problems, the nation cannot afford not to take on new initiatives to boost educational achievement, which he said is badly lagging in contrast to that of this country's top competitors. And he outlined five key areas of focus: improving early childhood education, improving national achievement standards, attracting and supporting good teachers and weeding out poor ones, rewarding innovation, and encouraging more Americans to seek out some form of higher education. In a moment, we'll get reaction from two nationally recognized observers of education policy. But first, we turn to a person in the trenches, Chancellor of Washington, D.C.'s public schools, Michelle Rhee. Chancellor Rhee, welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Before we jump into our conversation, I want to play a little bit of the president's speech for those who missed it yesterday. Here's a clip.
America's future depends on its teachers. And so today I'm calling on a new generation of Americans to step forward and serve our country in our classrooms. If you want to make a difference in the life of our nation, if you want to make the most of your talents and dedication, if you want to make your mark with a legacy that will endure, then join the teaching profession. America needs you.
Michelle Rhee, you're one of those people who answered that call when you became a teacher in 1992, and it wasn't particularly popular. It must have been good to hear that kind of high-level endorsement of your career decision, but I'm kind of wondering about the other way. The president seemed to echo a number of the things you've talked about, and I wonder if you had input into the speech.
No, I did not have any input into the speech, but the president has been very clear since he took office that he is going to focus on education and that he understands the importance of teacher quality. So we're thrilled that he has been talking about these things in a way that we think is consistent with what we as urban superintendents know from our work every day.
You've received national attention for your efforts to implement merit-based pay in your system's new contract with teachers. This is one of the things the president talked about in the speech. He said it's important to treat teachers like professionals while also holding them more accountable. Do you think that the president's backing of this idea will make it easier for you to move forward? It's been tough going and trying to implement these provisions in your new contract.
I hope so. Obviously the president has a huge amount of support, not only just, you know, across the country, but amongst educators, amongst teachers and teacher union folks. I think people really do believe that he is going to prioritize education in his administration. And so hopefully the more that he talks about the ideas of accountability and differential pay, those issues will become more sort of mainstream, and the unions would become more amenable to them.
He also talked about lifting the caps on the creation of charter schools. These are, of course, public schools, which are freed from some of the restrictions and rules, work rules that other public schools have in exchange for more accountability. And Washington, D.C. is an area where there are a great many charter schools. It's been a very sort of vigorous debate here. But the data is mixed on charter schools. I mean, it shows that sometimes the achievement isn't any better, but that the parents feel better about them. What's the significance of, I mean, is that a good idea?
Well, I mean, I think that what the president is doing in his support for charter schools, which I think is so incredibly important, is to talk about the need to innovate and to do things differently. And, you know, I think that in the past, Democrats have been hesitant to talk about these kind of innovations. So the president, you know, really supporting charter schools is important. I think that he would say what all of us in the education field say about charter schools, which is that not all charter schools are necessarily good charter schools. The thing that we like about charters is that there's this idea that we are able to hold them accountable. So we give them increased autonomy and authority for increased accountability. And if the schools are not performing, then their charters are revoked and those schools should be closed down.
Overall, looking at the president's speech in total, he mentioned so many proposals. We don't have time to talk about all of them with you. And of course, as I said, we're going to have another conversation with two education observers in a minute. But of all the things the president talked about, what is most important to you in the job that you're now doing? And is there anything he did not talk about that you would like him to have talked about?
No, I think he did a great job yesterday. I think he hit on all of the major points that we know are important. Obviously, to us here in Washington, D.C., his focus on teacher quality and the need to hold teachers accountable, the need to also be able to recognize and reward our most effective teachers. I mean, that's really what we have been trying to push, and I think it gives us a different level of validation to have the president saying the same things. I think he's absolutely right on the mark in terms of the priorities that the administration is going to have in terms of education reform moving forward. So we really are pleased.
And finally, if you don't mind my asking, both of your girls go to D.C. public schools. How's their school year going so far?
Their school year is going very well. I sat for about an hour yesterday doing homework with both of them. And I would say, you know, that it's an indication of what is possible within D.C. public schools. They both go to, you know, two schools that are wonderful, that are providing them with a great education. And I want to make sure that every child in our city can have those opportunities within DCPS.
And finally, I did want to ask you this. You said last year, and you said to me, that it's been difficult for you at times to support some Democratic leaders on education policy, even to vote Democratic, even though you are a Democrat, because you feel that the Democrats have sometimes seemed very disconnected from the reality of what's going on in classrooms. So how do you feel now?
You know what? I feel great. I mean, I was absolutely, feeling I was feeling a lot of trepidation about the Democrats coming into power, and I think that what the president has done is set a very different agenda and a very different course. He's saying a lot of things that Democratic leaders have not said in the past, and I think that's setting a new precedent and one that's incredibly positive, and one that a lot of Democrats who are in education and who have seen the problems take place over the past decade are really excited about, because I think that people see this as a new day.
Michelle Rhee is chancellor of Washington, D.C.'s public schools. She joined us by phone from her office in Washington, D.C. Chancellor Rhee, thank you so much.
Thank you.